And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's more troubling news surrounding the Gen X water pollution mess near the Chemours chemical plant in southeastern North Carolina. As NC Policy Watch environmental reporter Lisa Sorg reported earlier this week, it turns out a former inspector with the State Division of Air Quality shared agency information with federal investigators about contamination at the plant 15 years ago, but got rebuffed in his efforts. Tom McKinney, who now works at the Division of Water Resources, recently revealed some of his old notes, which showed the agency and the company knew about contamination at the plant back in 2004. Unfortunately, when McKinney told his one-time supervisors about his findings and presented them at a federal EPA meeting in 2005, he was taken off the matter and reassigned. He later left the agency but returned in 2016. While McKinney's old supervisors say they have no recollection of the matter, the records he has produced provide compelling evidence that something went badly wrong. The current DEQ leadership, which has responded effectively to the crisis, needs to work with the General Assembly to investigate McKinney's claims and find out what happened. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.